Good morning, everyone. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with the Wyoming Morning Market Report. The University of Wyoming has awarded 4 professors from the College of Agriculture, Life Sciences, and Natural Resource Departments with the Promoting Intellectual Engagement Awards. From the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management, Timothy Collier, Mark Lifford with Botany, Jonathan Prather from the Life Sciences Program, and from the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management, Brian Sabade. The university will be celebrating the award recipients on April 25th at 4 p.m. in the Wyoming Union Yellowstone Ballroom, which is open to all those involved with the school. In other UW news, the Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership Program will be hosting a leadership program at UW's Marion Rochelle Gateway Center on April 22nd. The program will cover addressing water challenges in the western region, covering topics from water use to law and policy. The first panel will be a discussion with Wyoming House Speaker Albert Sommers on perspectives from water users, along with members from the Wyoming Water Policy and Wyoming Game and Fish Department, as well as a Wyoming rancher, Jack Berger. Kara Fornstrom will present the perspectives regarding water, law, and public policies. Last but not least, Jonathan Brandt from the Energy Resources Department at UW will talk about science perspectives. Starting back in 2016, the National Wheat Contest's goals are to educate and inform the whole wheat industry that we can improve the productivity, quality, and marketability of the U.S. wheat crop. Project manager Ann Osborne told me that the foundation revamped their contest website this year.
Growers can go on there at wheatcontest.org, and then they can enter as many categories as they fit, and it makes it easy to run through the steps that they need to take in order to enter the contest. And the other thing the new contest website is going to allow us to do is just to look at those production practices that our winners use and evaluate that easier. So managing that data and learning from it is going to be easier with this new contest website.
We'll be back with more headlines right after this. Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative, owned by the customers we serve, and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
The South Dakota Department of Agriculture announced that their first case of the avian influenza has been confirmed on a dairy operation. Chairman of South Dakota Dairy Producers, Marv Post, said that the South Dakota dairy producers encourage all to closely monitor their herd and contact their herd veterinarian immediately if cattle appear symptomatic. He went on to ensure that the Ag Department continues to emphasize that pasteurization kills the virus and that milk and dairy products are safe to consume, which the Center for Disease Control has also confirmed. Well, in reaction to the growing numbers of affected herds with the bird flu, 17 states have restricted cattle imports from those infected states. Those preventing imports include Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. Those states that have been affected at this point and cannot export to those states are Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Ohio, Michigan, Idaho, and now South Dakota. While these restrictions were made on a state basis, the Animal Health Inspection Service is not recommending or planning on issuing federal quarantine orders or holds on cattle. During the AQHA Board of Directors Convention, the committee discussed 23 possible rule changes to the laws and rules of registration. The biggest controversial topic was the Stud Book Committee's suggestion to changing digital registration certificates. Originally changed in 2022, requiring online registration of foals born in 2024, the plan was revised to be implemented in 2025. AQHA members voiced their opposition to the rule change, saying that there is a lack of technology and/or internet for some producers, and that many of them would simply choose paper over electronic. This implementation has now been pushed farther back again, delaying it until January 1st of 2027. We'll be back to take a look at what the cattle markets did last Friday, right after this.
We're here today with Melissa Daniels, a cow-calf producer who serves on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So, Melissa, what's been going on with the beef checkoff?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on today. I'd like to talk about a few ways the Beef Checkoff is being proactive on addressing misinformation. For instance, the Beef Checkoff has created curriculum in schools that focuses on science-backed truths about cattle, greenhouse gases, beef production, and genetics. Plus, the Beef Checkoff is heavily invested in research projects, proving the beef industry's environmental responsibility. One is the Beef Sustainability Research Program, which provides science-backed sustainability benchmarks that show the industry status and additional ways to improve. We know that misinformation will always be present. With strong checkoff-funded programs and science-based research, we're bringing the truth to every table.
Thanks for your time, Melissa. To find more details on how your dollar drives demand for beef, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The cattle market traded fully lower last Friday. As there is still no serious threat to the beef market, traders continue to be concerned as the bird flu spreads to more states across the country. The last confirmed dairy herd was on Thursday on an operation in South Dakota. Although supplies are low and demand is strong, technical pressure overcame the markets. Cash cattle last week sold steady to a little lower, dressed at 295 and live at 182. May feeders closed down $3.95 at $234.20, August down $3.45 at $245.50. June live cattle down $2.43 at $171.48, August down $2.70 at $168.75. May hogs closed down $3.43 at $93.88, June down $3.73 at $102.08. We'll be back right after this.
Wheat growers of the North, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB9516 with excellent yield potential and WB9719 with high yield potential balanced with protein content. Trust Westbred wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
BearCerealExperts.com presents From the Desk of an Expert.
Hi, this is Ann in North Dakota. I've been having a heck of a time with kochia in my spring wheat, and I'm starting to see some other weeds.
Yes, kochia was a real problem last year due to drought. You may also be seeing other pigweeds emerging in your field, such as Palmer amaranth. Thus, it's important to use a broad-spectrum herbicide.
I've seen water hemp, but Palmer in the northern plains?
Unfortunately, it's an emerging threat. There's a great video on CerealExperts.com that goes into more detail.
All three of the wheat contracts and the row crops closed up higher before heading into the weekend. The supply and demand report was mostly neutral, but a little bearish, with wheat ending stocks at about 15 million bushels higher than expectations. Russian values were up last week and have been rising the past 3 weeks, which is taking pressure off of U.S. traders. Last Friday, May Chicago wheat closed up 4.25 at 5.56, July up 4.5 cents at 5.70 3/4. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 5 3/4 at 6.42 3/4, July up 4 3/4 at 6.50. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 6.5 at 5.89 3/4, July up 8.5 at 5.87. May beans up 14 3/4 at 11.74, July up 14 1/4 at 11.86 3/4. May corn up 6 3/4 cents at 4.35 1/2, July up 6 1/4 at 4.47 1/4. In Portland, Oregon, 12 protein winter wheat at 6.53 to 6.88, 14 pro spring wheat 7.22 to 7.32. In Wyoming, 12 protein winter wheat at 4.93 to 5.08, that's down 11 cents, corn at 4.03 to 4.28. Well, thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network for the Wyoming Morning Market Report. I'm Grace McDonald.